Special guest on the show this afternoon, Bree Taylor, who is going to be coming to Saskatoon and performing at the Living Skies Music Festival June 28th and 29th out in Humboldt. Bree, a trailblazing country rock artist, and we're going to talk more about some of your rock roots here in just a couple of minutes. But we join Bree at her real job because there's no such thing as an overnight success when it comes to music. You got to pay your dues and you got to work hard to keep going. So you are actually a vocal teacher at the School of Rock in Mississauga. How long have you been doing that?
I've been teaching since we opened 2 years ago at the School of Rock in Streetsville, Mississauga, and it's been a really rewarding experience, so I've loved it.
You have kind of a country bend to you, but I understand that you are one of those who can kind of cross whatever musical boundaries there are. Is that right?
Yeah, I really have been blending a lot of that into my music. So I have a lot of a country rock sound with a bit of punk in some of my new music as well, and blending all my different influences from music that I've grown up listening to and kind of made my own sound.
It would be incredibly hard to put together country, punk, and rock. How does it work for you?
I have a really good team behind me that has really helped me streamline my vision, and it's just come together really cool. I mean, I think my voice naturally has like a pop punk sound to it from the music that I've grown up listening to, and it has a natural country twang to it from being influenced heavily by country music growing up as well. My parents all listened to all sorts of types of music and genres, so I think I just created my own sound through just being myself. And when I really started tapping into my authentic voice and my authenticity as an artist and a songwriter, it all just started pulling together, and it just happened naturally.
I was reading a bit on you, and you know, some of your influences range from the Carrie Underwoods to the likes of Joan Jett, which I found fascinating because to me those are two very distinct sounds. I'm most interested in the Joan Jetts. So what do you take from a Joan Jett influence?
I mean, we cover I Love Rock and Roll. That's been a song I've been singing since I was a kid, really. And it's just like I find it's a lot of the rebellious nature of rock and roll that I've always really loved and admired. And that like kind of rocker attitude of like, I'm just going to throw it all on the stage and give that high energy performance. And just the high energy vocal and big belty kind of sound that people can sing along to and dance along to, and that feel good energy in my music that I really admired in a lot of artists. It's music that has really spoken to me my whole life. My parents had me listening to a lot of it growing up, and then I grew up listening to Carrie Underwood as well, so I really loved her music, and it kind of pulls in that country influence, and she's got a really big voice, so I feel like it's a good representation of the sound that I've kind of created.
Okay, so some bands are subtle with their sound. I get the feeling that you're not.
Definitely no subtlety with me, that's for sure. It's definitely, I am a presence, and I mean, I've even done some acoustic performances where people have like asked me to like be quieter, and I'm like, I don't even know how, because that's just my natural voice. And so like when you get a Bree Taylor show, you get a Bree Taylor show, and there's just no way to kind of change that. It's my own distinctive sound and voice, and it is what it is. So usually people wouldn't know what they're getting into when they book me, because they hear what I'm putting out there, and hopefully they enjoy it.
So you're going to be here in Saskatchewan performing at the Living Sky Music Festival, June 28th and 29th. Is it different?
Yeah.
Is it different to perform outdoors? To me, it would be just, I love outdoor festivals. What about you?
I love it. It's so much fun. I'm so excited to come out there and bring my live show to Saskatchewan. And I'm really excited for the opportunity. And my dad's family is actually from there. So it's kind of cool to get back into that side of things and see some family and where some of my family's come from. And but yeah, like outdoor festivals are one of my favorite things. I love summer festival season. And I think it's just the coolest experience because you get to connect with audiences in a different way. I mean, the indoor shows are great because it's in a nice intimate space, but it's really great to be able to see like that crowd of people outside and camping with their tents and their chairs and just like standing in front for hours to see their favorite artists. And it's so much fun to engage with people that way and be able to connect that with the nice sunshine and everyone's like having a good time. It's a different environment for sure.
And you can turn your amps up to 12 and nobody cares.
Exactly. Yeah, that too.
All right. So what can we expect from a Bree Taylor show?
A lot of fun, very high energy, very high energy is probably the biggest word I can use to describe it. You're not going to be sitting down. It's not going to be quiet. That's for sure. It's going to be a fun time. That's kind of what we like to bring to the stage is a fun, high energy performance. Big vocals and a lot of my original music that is mixed in with some of my favorite cover songs from punk rock to pop. So it'll be a variety, some country covers in there. I've got some new stuff that we've added into my set list for the summer. So I'm really excited and I think it'll be a really good time and I'm excited for the opportunity to come out there and play Living Skies. It's going to be a good time.
So you had said that you do a cover of I Love Rock and Roll. What are some of your punk covers?
Blink-182, All the Small Things is one of our regulars that we will be playing for sure because that's been a fun song. We've got some cool transitions from some of my originals that run into it. It's a cool medley of different things. I've pulled a whole bunch of different stuff. Not that Avril Lavigne's really punk per se, but she has kind of a punk rock vibe to her and her old stuff. So we throw Skater Boy in there, which is kind of a cool influence because a couple of my summer songs, my current single Wake Up that's been just recently released for summer has kind of got that punk pop country mix and blend that my song Skip to the End that came out last summer has. And we influenced Blink-182 and Avril Lavigne, but we made it a country song. So that's kind of our references. And that's why we threw a couple of those into the set.
Hey, Bree, I really appreciate you taking some time with us and look forward to seeing you this summer.
Thank you so much. I'm excited. Thank you for having me and excited to come out there and rock the stage with you all.